Long time ago when I was a teenager, I remember Ray Walker doing a singing school at the congregation where I was at that time. And one of the things that I remember about that is that he taught us as a congregation to think about the words that we're singing, to look at the words and to think about the message that the words are proclaiming. Well, there is a hymn, a song, that Evan's going to put up here for me. It's called How Deep the Father's Love. Some of you have heard this song. If you haven't, I encourage you to go on the internet, find an a cappella version of it, and listen to it. It is a beautiful, powerful song. But I want you to look at the words and listen to the words to this song. The words are these: How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that He should give His only Son to make a wretch His treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns His face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon the cross, my sin upon His shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held Him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart: His wounds have paid my ransom. It says it all. It's our sin that put Him there. Our sin put Christ on the cross, and yet the Father's love for us required that His Son, His only Son, pay the price for our ransom. And the question that the chorus asked is, why should I gain from His reward? I can't give an answer. Why should I be privileged to be with the Father? Why should I, of all people, have an opportunity to be in heaven eternally? Can you answer that question for yourself? Why should God want you there? But I like the last two lines. This I know with all my heart: His wounds have paid my ransom. The ransom for your soul has already been paid. Your sins, if you're a Christian, have been washed away. You've had an opportunity to start again, afresh, anew, a child of God, redeemed. But there are some of you in this room tonight that, as you have read these words, they don't apply to you, because His wounds, which have paid the price, you haven't yet taken advantage of. You know, every time we gather together, we offer an invitation. And there's a reason that we offer an invitation. It's not so that we can take up time and delay Bible class a little bit longer or anything else like that. It is because we want you, those of us who are Christians, want those of you who aren't Christians to be where we hope to be one day, to be bound for an eternal home. We don't want you to be lost. We don't want the sin and the guilt that comes with that sin to burden down your soul any longer. And so on behalf of our God, we invite you, we plead with you. Won't you let His sacrifice paid on the cross for your sins redeem one more soul tonight? If you need to respond to our Lord's invitation to you, or if you're a Christian and as you look at these words, you think, you know, I haven't really lived up to what I should be doing. and you need our prayers, and you need to respond, please, won't you come?